Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Bell in the Dells, a weekly podcast sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in every age and place. My name is Pastor Joseph Dogan, pastor of Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Dells. Come and hear the good news that is indeed for you. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. Jesus said to the people, "Listen to another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a winepress in it, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to tenants and went to another country. When the harvest time had come, he sent his slaves to the tenants to collect his produce. But the tenants seized his slaves and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other slaves, more than the first, and they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, saying, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and get his inheritance.' So they seized him, threw him out in the vineyard, and killed him. Now when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to these tenants?" And they said to him, "He will put those wretches to a miserable death and lease the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the harvest time." Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is amazing in our eyes.' Therefore I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that produces the fruits of the kingdom. The one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, and it will crush anyone whom it falls." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they realized that he was speaking about them. They wanted to arrest him, but they feared the crowds because they regarded him as a prophet. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. So if you've been here the last couple of weeks or in another church that follows what we call the Revised Common Lectionary, so this is the set of texts on a three-year rotation that a lot of churches follow, then you know that we are currently finding ourselves in the middle of a grouping of parables told in Matthew's gospel. Parables that are meant to stretch the imagination of the chief priests who are hearing them and to give us a glimpse into what God is up to in the Jesus story. And if you have been hearing these stories, then perhaps you've noticed a theme in the last three, including this one. You see, they each have to do with a vineyard. Today, the imagery of vineyard is even more abundant as it shows up in our Old Testament reading, our Psalm, and our Gospel. The vineyard, as it says in Isaiah, remained as a symbol for Israel. But this idea of the house of Israel gets expanded beyond just the place of Israel with the coming of Christ, as he goes out and expands the boundaries of who belongs to and is brought into the kingdom of God. So what if, instead, the vineyard that Jesus lays out here is about so much more than just a specific place, but instead it exists as a symbol for the kingdom of God? Or perhaps it's a symbol for a place of comfort as one sits from their tower as they are called to tend to the land. Or perhaps it's just a fun story about a vineyard, right? And that's the hard part with parables, is that they are a storytelling device that are meant to help teach. But they are not one-for-one allegories to life. And the fun part of parables is that it forces us to really stretch our imagination about what God was up to then and what God is up to now. So let's take a step back and really set the stage for this drama that we get today. So we have the owner of the vineyard who has moved to a different country and does not live on the property that they own. And so they need another party to care for this property while they are away. Enter the tenants of the property. Or maybe we can think of them like a manager hired to tend the landowner's property. And then lastly, we have those who are sent to collect the produce that are seen as some kind of lesser worker of the landowner. And we can think of these kind of people as maybe delivery people or messengers. So we have the owner, some managers, and some delivery folk. And when the delivery folk show up to collect, the managers turn against the landowner, seeing all that the land has produced and seeing an opportunity for profit. This happens a few times until the landowner sends his own flesh and blood to check out what's going on. Why has the produce not come back? Something that they would have no right to claim, even in the son's death, the managers in their ignorance, as they see an opportunity to take what belongs to the son. But it does not belong to them. It has never belonged to them. They were tasked with the care of the land, but had become overzealous in their imagination of ownership. We too have been tasked to care for many things that do not belong to us. The world that we are called to be stewards of, it does not belong to us. The grace that we are called to share in, it does not belong to us. And the love of God, for goodness sake, does not belong to us. God does not belong to us. These are all things that can and only do belong to God. And we are meant to honor, respect, and tend to these things that God has left in our care. And when we do not, we find that we hurt ourselves and those around us. And I am reminded this week, when it comes specifically to care for creation, but could extend to all of these, that we care for creation, yes, because God has asked it of us, but also because care for creation is also care for our neighbor. When we stop caring for the world around us, the world doesn't stop moving, but it does become inhospitable for us. The same can be said for the gospel. For when we abuse the gospel message for our own gain, it becomes something that is inhospitable for others. The good news, though, is that even when the earth rejects us for our own mistreatment of us, it will carry on. The gospel will carry on in the same way. God will continue from this age unto the next. For God is everlasting. And God is going to continue, and so will God's movement in the earth. So then, we are called to open ourselves up to what God is doing and called to participate in what God is doing before we miss it. This is where the delivery folks come into our story for today. For they are being sent from the landowner, came to share a message that it is time to collect what has been produced. And in a way, they are being sent to share in this message from God that it is time for a new thing. But the tenants, they don't want to hear this. They are not ready to share in what never truly belonged to them to begin with. This happens all the time with the message of God. There will be those who are not ready to hear the radical message of what God is doing in this world. How God in Christ Jesus is using love and using forgiveness to turn the world upside down. One that looks at the meek and calls them strong, to the poor and calls them rich in the love that they have been given. The empty and calls them full, the loveless and calls them beloved. God comes to us in unexpected ways. And when God does, we are really good at rejecting those who have been sent in the love that God has for all people. We act as if those who are trying to proclaim this message are trying to take something away from us, when they are instead only trying to do what God has called them into doing by spreading this love, grace, mercy, and forgiveness that belongs to God and has been freely given to you. The kingdom of God is one that cannot be held by any one person or by any groups of people, but is one that is so bountiful that all have been invited to enter into it. This kingdom of God is the same one that we pray that will come just before we pray for God's will to be done here on earth in our Lord's Prayer. And it turns out that the danger of praying this prayer every week is that it might actually happen, right? But it may not happen in the ways that we expect. When we pray for God's will to be done, what we are doing is praying for God's justice, the same one that turns all that we know inside out to be brought forth. And it could mean, dearest siblings in Christ, that God even uses you to participate in this work that God is already about. God is indeed at work in this community and in you. God is doing a new thing, just as God has done in every age, in every time, and in every place. Sometimes newness is scary. Sometimes newness is exciting. What we find is often that it is both. But the promise that we see is that God will continue through it all. God's love remains throughout all time and all place. How God presents God's self may change, and the vessels of God's love may appear different than what we expect, but know that God is still God. And God promises to accompany God's people, that being you. You are one of God's people, so know that you are not alone in any of this work. You are made up of a community of people that have been tasked with this work together as a body that grieves together, that laughs together, that grows together, and that heals together. A community that is held together by the Spirit that moves in and through the love of Jesus Christ. A love that you have been promised you cannot be separated from. For this has been promised in the cross of Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you again for listening to our weekly podcast, The Gospel Bell in the Dells. To find out more about this ministry or learn ways to support us, please go and follow us on Facebook at Bethany Lutheran Church or at our website at dellsbethanylutheran.org.